Hello again. Welcome to our program. We begin a series today on the birth of Christ. We read in Matthew 1 and 18, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. Verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Notice we have two options here. One is to make her a public example. The other is to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Well, here's a familiar hymn. We've probably sung this hymn hundreds of times over the years. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Look at the second verse. Shepherds quake at the sight. Can you imagine what it would be like out there in the wilderness with those sheep? All of a sudden the sky lights up. Shepherds quake. I think they did. And they're singing, these angels, heavenly hosts singing hallelujah. Again, we've probably sung this hymn hundreds of times, but let's stop what we're doing. Think seriously about the words as we go through it. Silent night. Well, as we get into the book of Matthew, we have all of these men who are mentioned here in the genealogy. And verse 16 focuses on Joseph, the husband of Mary. Joseph. Why Joseph? We read in Luke 2 and 4, Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, under Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Now, the fact that he was of the house and lineage of David gave Jesus the legal right to the throne of Israel. That's why Joseph. The virgin birth. Now, as you go down through these genealogies, it's a very important part of Scripture. We have all of these people who were begat of some man, but when we get down to verse 16, it says, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus. It totally changes here. After three generations, 14 generations in each list here, we have Mary, of whom was born Jesus. She was a virgin. Now, the birth of Christ was on this wise. What that means is fulfilling all Old Testament prophecies, and there was over 400 of them. One of them was that she would be born of a virgin. Isaiah 7:14, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Well, Joseph, of course, he's thinking now she's been unfaithful. Her husband, he's a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Again, two choices here. Make her a public example or put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, again, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. There's a third option here. And so Joseph, the son of David, is getting instructions as to what he should do. Now, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the prophets, but of the Lord by the prophets. Now, we mentioned there's over 400. I've listed 400 little Bibles here to try and get a picture of the fact that there was actually over 440 different prophecies in the Old Testament referring what would happen concerning Jesus when he came into this world. Now, what are the odds? The odds are, there's no odds. Jesus says, the Bible says it's going to happen. It's going to happen. However, using the scientific law of compound probabilities, there was one chance in billions and billions and billions that all of these prophecies would be fulfilled in one man. Is it any wonder the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God? Well, verse 23 says, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Then Joseph, that phrase appears twice in the Bible, once in verse 19 in chapter 1 and again in verse 24. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, that's important, and not willing to make her a public example, choice number 1, was minded to put her away privily, choice number 2. Now these two choices are found in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 20:21, a public example, the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die. Second choice, Deuteronomy 24:1, because he has found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. He has chosen option number 2. However, then Joseph, after he had heard from the Lord, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, option number 3, took unto him his wife. Well, in Matthew chapter 2, We read it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one unto his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, again because he was of the house and lineage of David, giving Christ the legal right to the throne. He went to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So they traveled through the Badlands, the wilderness, over 100 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem. I quite often go down to visit my daughter. She's about 4 hours from here, depending on the traffic, sometimes 5. I get in my nice warm car. If it's wintertime, I turn up the heat. If it's summertime, I turn on the air conditioner. As I go along that distance, there's 3 different places where on the side of the road you can go in and you can get a coffee and you can get something to eat and then get back in your nice warm car and drive on. Joseph and Mary walked 100 miles through the Badlands, through the wilderness. There was animals that could be very dangerous. There was robbers robbing people along the way. Then Joseph did as the Lord had bidden him. Once again, let's sing this Silent Night, Holy Night. Notice the verse 3, it changes into a prayer. It's focusing on God. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love, spirit, light, radiant beams from thy holy face with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Sing along with this message and song.